Ramble.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Hi, I'm Emma Chamberlain, and this is Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. Today, we're talking about how do bioluminescent animals create light. I am so excited and curious about this. You have no idea. When I came up with this question, I got so excited because it's actually something that I've been curious about ever since I watched Finding Nemo when I was like three. I wasn't three, I was like seven, but still. And like, I've always wondered like why, not only like how, but like why? Like what's the purpose? How do they create light in their own body? Like that's insane. So get excited for this episode. Hopefully you're as enthusiastic as I am about it. I feel like deep sea creatures, because I mean, okay, I feel like mainly bioluminescent animals, like the ones that we think about are fish, right? Or at least that's me. I don't know. Are fireflies bioluminescent? Okay, fireflies too. But I think more of the deep sea creatures because I feel like, I don't know. I just, that fascinates me even more because they're deep in the sea, so you don't ever see them. Like, I think like the deep sea is probably one of the most interesting things that exists. I mean, all the animals that we don't know exist. Like the ones that light up. I'm so excited to figure out, like, I don't know. This is like the first time I've been giddy about something in like 2 days. So that's good. I think the last time I was giddy about something was when I figured out a new smoothie recipe on accident. Because I ran out of the fruits that I liked. So then I had to like throw together random shit and it actually ended up being good. I was giddy about that. And now I'm giddy about this. So I like this energy. I feel like I think it's good. But before we get into it today, let's get to the word of the day.
The stupid genius word of the day is molecule. A group of atoms bonded together, representing the smallest fundamental unit of a chemical compound that can take part in a chemical reaction. Anything smaller, they can't participate.
Okay, love it. I know lots about molecules. I was in a very annoying chemistry I was in a very difficult chemistry class sophomore year that was so traumatizing that I actually probably bring it up like once an episode because it was so traumatizing. Like it was unbelievable. Like it was like one of those classes where like looking back, I'm like, there's no way that like if the principal knew the extent of the difficulty of the class that it like would have flown. Like it was so hard and the amount of homework and like the tests and like Anyway, sorry. I always go off on a tangent about that because it was so traumatizing. But we had a whole unit about molecules. And I remember it was like such a bitch to like memorize like all of the types of atoms that go into a molecule. And it was so complex. It was probably one of the most complex things I ever learned about. Like how, you know, only certain things can bond certain things to make a molecule. And there's so many rules and there's so many equations and none of it actually makes sense. It's all very abstract when you're learning about it. And I remember it was so hard and I forgot all of it. Every last bit of it. I couldn't tell you. Like, okay, there's like a, I think like covalent bonds. Like, is that like, what the fuck even is that? Like, I learned about that for like 3 months and like, I literally couldn't tell you half about it anymore. Such a shame. But I do know that molecules, although learning about that whole thing was really, really hard, it was kind of interesting. And then I got to like go home to my parents at the end of the day and like flex on them that I knew way more about molecules than they did. I would always shove it in their face. Like, just like, I don't know, brag about it. Like brag about what I learned. I would be like, yeah, but you didn't know like covalent bonds only work between. I mean, I don't know anymore, but I used to know. Anyway, it was great. Great bragging rights for like 2 months. And then I forgot all of it after finals. Ooh, actually the word molecule kind of like is starting to like get my juices flowing. Like it's probably like molecules within. Okay, well, let's not guess yet. Fuck it. Okay, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's get to guess number one.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit, and so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything.
I don't want to start off too strong here, but I like literally am already, I'm feeling pretty savage right now because I feel like I might have already gotten it. And if so, then, you know, that's never happened on the podcast, so it could be kind of fun. So my first guess is that, I mean, okay, so like obviously organisms are made up of atoms. Everything's made up of atoms, whatever. I have a feeling that, you know, okay, the word of the day was molecule, so that must have something to do with this, right? So what if, like, there's certain molecules that, like, when they're, well, there's certain, I guess, wow, this is actually, there's so many levels. There's, like, atoms, molecules, cells, and then there's, like, skin. And then there's like oxygen. And then there's like carbon dioxide. And then there's like dirt. So there's like a lot of levels. You know what I mean? So I'm like forgetting. It's like atom, molecule. Like what comes after that? You know what I mean? Sus. I don't tell me. It's good for me not to know things. It helps the podcast be more dynamic. Anyways, I'm guessing that like the combination of atoms that like are in these bioluminescent animals like light up. Like it's like almost like a maybe there's like maybe the molecules, maybe the bioluminescent animals, they're the only ones that have these special molecules in their antlers and shit or whatever they light up. And they just are the only ones that have it. And that's what, okay. Do you know what? I'm fucking ending that guess. I am like, I, do you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to say that like, it's like a special molecule. I think I just sounded like an idiot that whole time. Cause I think I don't know what I'm talking about, which is okay. Because I'm being vulnerable. And that's good. But yeah, my guess is that bioluminescent animals have special molecules that light up. Is that right? Okay. Okay, so I wasn't like fully right, but I was like halfway there, which is actually surprising because like I wasn't really expecting that. But guess number two is kind of like, well, let's get into guess number two and then we'll talk about it. Okay. So for guess number two, well, little before I get into guess number two, I was talking about this topic with my dad last night because he was helping me come up with podcast topics because my brain is basically equivalent to like oatmeal, like 90% of the time. So anyway, he was helping me come up with an idea and he was saying that this is something like this is a topic that he's always wondered about and he never looked it up. My dad's very like, loves to like Google shit and like loves to watch documentaries, like whatever. He'll literally like wonder about something for 1 second and then he has like a Netflix documentary about it on the TV. Like that's him. So he doesn't waste no time, which makes him like the smartest guy in the room usually, but he's very humble. But then he'll roast the fuck out of me because like I'm not like that and I don't Google things. I just like guess and then like I'm stupid, like because I'm not knowledgeable. I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Anyway, that he keeps me on my toes. But he was saying something about like, what if it has to do with electricity? Like there's some way that bioluminescent animals like can generate electricity. I thought that was really interesting. I was like, wait, maybe. Because like, you know, I was thinking about it and like, okay, if I think of two bioluminescent animals right now, I think of that one fish. I don't remember what it's called, but there's like that one fish. Fuck, what's it called? Don't tell me because I actually want to guess. Fuck it. Light up fish. We'll call it the light up fish. Actually, we'll call it the headlamp fish. Because if you've ever seen them, they have like, it's like a fish, but then it has like a, almost like an antler that curves over the top of its head and has a light on the end of it. Anyway, so we'll call those light fish, or no, we'll call those headlamp fish. That's what we're going to call those. So if you think of headlamp fish and then you think of fireflies, they both have like a part of their body that like moves really quickly, almost quickly enough to like generate electricity in my mind, right? Like, okay, like fireflies have wings and they're fluttering those things really fast. That could potentially generate electricity. And then when fireflies die, they're like, whatever, they, number one, their light goes out, hello. And number two, their wings stop moving. So it's like goes hand in hand. And when fireflies aren't flying, their light isn't lit up. So like maybe there, and then I don't know much about headlamp fish. I mean, obviously, apparently I don't fucking know shit about him. I literally am calling him a headlamp fish. I just saw it in Nemo and then like now we're here we are. But like their fins move, you know, because they're swimming and whatever. And then that could generate electricity, which then generates the light that they use for whatever the fuck they use it for. I don't know if that guess is right, but I'm really fucking proud of it. And I'm not proud of much. So how was that? That was wrong, but I'm still a savage because I feel like that was like an Einstein-ass guess regardless. Like, in like 100 years, when like science is like more advanced, I might be right about that. Do you know what I mean? Like when they figure out more shit and they like prove themselves wrong, like scientists and stuff, because that happens. You know, they thought the earth was flat and then they didn't. And then now they do again. And now then they didn't. So like, you know, science is kind of like the answers are not always final. I'm going to be right about that in 100 years. Watch me. Okay. Anyway, let's get into guest number three then.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today.
Okay, I thought my first two were pretty good, but let's kind of go back to the idea of the first one because I was 50-50 on that. And what even was that guess? I said that they have special molecules, right? Okay. Which saying like that they have special molecules is not really very scientific word-wise. Like, that's very broad. So let me try to like hone in on this. Maybe, okay, I wish I knew the answer. I have like if I knew a little bit more about molecules, I forget it's like, okay, wait, when like molecules mix, okay, yes, wait. When molecules combine, they can create a chemical reaction. Is that correct? Okay, right. I'm like forgetting all the words and shit. So that's why I'm like, my God, my chemistry teacher is so mad. She's so mad. I was going to say she's rolling around in her grave, but she's not dead. So like that would just be fucking rude. Like, and she's not even close to being dead. She's doing great. As far as I know, maybe I should check in. I'll email her after this. No, I won't. Fuck that. But I hope she's doing well. I actually like her. She's cool. But, okay, maybe within the organism, bitch, I'm smart. Fuck it. Within the organisms that are bioluminescent, there are chemical reactions between molecules that they contain in their body that produce light. Or maybe it's not necessarily like a chemical reaction, but kind of a reaction in some way where that makes like the combination of two molecules that, oh, or it could be like something from like the outside world, like if they eat something. God, there's so many options. Fuck science. But I'm just gonna go with this. Two, like when certain molecules combine within the organism, it creates luminescence. How was that? Yeah! No way. Okay, savage. Okay, that was actually great. I like that. Okay, so yeah, I mean, I did it. Like, okay, guys, round of applause. Cool, thank you. Great. Well, let's actually hear the real answer from the professional himself.
Here is a stupid genius answer to how do bioluminescent fish light up? Bioluminescent animals produce light with a chemical reaction where an enzyme called luciferase stimulates a reaction between molecules called luciferins, you know, like Lucifer, like the evil, you know, and oxygen. This reaction releases energy in the form of light. However, in some deep sea fish, like the anglerfish or the headlamp fish, as Emma called it, the light is actually produced by bacteria living within special light organs. Not organs like the hoodly boodly boot, like organs, like body organs, you know, like the kidney. But why do they do it? Am I right? Why do they do it? Please tell me. Okay, Professor Flula will tell you. Bioluminescence can have like many uses. Fireflies use it to attract mates and to warn predators. Anglerfish use a lighted lure to attract prey. And there are other examples of it being used as camouflage, communication, illumination, like a flashlight, and more.
That is so interesting. I always thought, well, for fireflies, I didn't really know what their purpose was, like why they lit up, because I was like, who cares? I just was like, oh my God, pretty. This is like so summer vibes. Whenever I saw a firefly, I was never like thinking about the science behind it. I was just like, oh my God, that's so goals. Fuck. But although you don't see fireflies in California, that just doesn't happen here. Anyway, we'll talk more about that later. But I always like, okay, also, thank you. It's not headlight fish, it's angler fish. Got it. Fucking sorry. I remember I thought that that was because, I mean, I thought that that was solely just because they were blind as fuck and like couldn't see. And so then that just helped them see, which to me is like a weird evolution thing. Like, okay, because like, why is a blind fish at the bottom of the dark, like at like the bottom of the ocean where it's literally darker than it is anywhere else in the universe? That's not true, probably. But like very dark down there. And like, why is a blind fish down there? Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, why did that evolve like that? But then like they evolved to all then have like the like light bioluminescence. So then it like evens out. But like, why are they down there though still? Like the whole, like their like antler just could have just been cut off thousands of years ago and they could just be a surface fish. Like, why are they acting up like that and like making shit complicated? That's just my opinion. Anyway, very fun episode. I loved that. But now let's talk about me. My favorite part of the podcast, talking about me. So let's get into it.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Well, first, I was going to talk about how they're like, okay, summer, this relates actually to the topic today. Like summer in like California, because I grew up in California, okay, is like, it's great, but it's also like really boring because there's like not a lot of nature, at least where I grew up anyway. I mean, there is a lot of nature in California, but not where I grew up. Like, you're not seeing fireflies. You're not hearing frogs. You're not seeing fish. Like for me, I grew up like on like where there's like the coolest thing that I could find was like sidewalk. I was like, oh my God, cement. And then like the coolest thing was like seeing like a worm like dried up on the cement. Like that was about as like interesting as things got with creatures and stuff during the summer for me. I mean, unless I like, you know, drove a few hours, then it was cool. But like it, directly where I lived, it was so boring. And then I'd go on vacation every summer to Maine when I was younger. And there's just all these animals. There's fucking, you are walking around and there's just frogs. And then there's fireflies. And then there's like, you know, salamanders. Actually, I don't know if I ever saw a salamander there. That's a total lie. But there's like all this cool shit. But there's also like ticks that could give you Lyme's disease. And that was a big concern. But like, you know, I mean, so I guess it comes, oh my God, there's lots of caterpillars too. Which, fuck caterpillars. Holy shit. I have a phobia of them. So like, you know, you kind of get like, okay, you get to see the cool fireflies when you're on the East Coast. But then you also like have to deal with like potentially getting like a caterpillar in your hair if you brush by a tree. So like, you get what you pay for. You know what I mean? Anyway, like it's summer now. And, you know, I live in LA, obviously. And I am just, I mean, it doesn't feel like summer. Like, in order for it to feel like summer, you either need to be, you need to be, number one, by a body of water. And number two, like, you need to be, like, at a pool. Like, okay, that's the same thing. You need to be, like, it needs to feel, like, it just hasn't felt like summer for me yet. Which is why I'm literally trying to force my friends to go to Hawaii with me in, like, 2 weeks. Like, I will pay them. I will pay them to go with me. No, I won't. I will not do that. But I need to feel summer. I've not felt summer yet. I have been in LA like this whole time. And like, not even like, I went to Malibu like a few times. And it was like amazing, but like, I don't want to like, I don't live there. So like, it doesn't really feel like summer. Like I need it. Like I need the beach. I need pineapple. That's like good. Like not the bullshit from Whole Foods. It's all pre-cut up. Like I haven't gotten to experience that yet this summer. I'm so pissed. And like, I'm also such like, I'm turning into an old woman where like I go to bed early and shit. Like I go to bed at 11 now. So like, I'm not even having these like cool, hot summer nights. I don't fucking leave my house at night anymore. I'm 18 years old. And I just like, and I like, go to bed early and I don't even hang out with my friends anymore at night. I just go to bed. Fuck, that's so sad. This is why I need to have children, because then I can like live through them. But not yet. I'm like, I am not in the mood to have children. That's just not on the schedule. But see, I think that's why like eventually when you start to like become an adult, like, okay, I don't have any reason to travel now that I'm like go to bed early and shit. And like, I just have like shit to do. So like, why am I gonna, I don't want to travel. I don't want to go on like a vacation. But when you have kids, then you like want, that's like, that like gives you a reason to like go to, you know, Hawaii. Because you're like, oh my God, I want the kids to like be like cultured and like have a good childhood. So then you like take your kids on trips. And then, but then when you're an adult, you don't care about yourself enough to like go on a trip by yourself. So I'm in like this weird middle ground where it's like, it's not time to have kids. I'm a kid, but I'm not doing fun stuff. So I'm just going to work on that. Anyway, that was my therapy session of the day. I don't have a therapist. So like, this is good for me. Although one time I called a therapist, I was not doing good. And I called a therapist and I've always been so anti-therapist. Okay. Like, I hate it. I was always like, no. Random, I was like, no, there's no way that some random person is going to, like, give me good advice. They don't know what I ate for dinner. They don't know my mom or my dad or my, like, math teacher. Like, they just don't know me. They don't know what my favorite food is. They don't know what I like. How are they going to help me solve my fucking issues? But the weird thing about therapists is that you say one word to them and they know everything about your life. It's crazy. Anyway, I've only talked to one like twice on the phone. I would recommend it. I mean, I always was so anti-therapist, thought it was so like whatever. But I mean, I think it's good. But instead, now I'm just coming on this podcast and using you guys as my therapist. Because those calls are expensive and my insurance doesn't cover it. Yeah, I didn't do the in-person thing. I did it on the phone because I'm on the move and I also don't want to cry in front of somebody's face. That's embarrassing and I don't look cute at all. So I was like, let's just do it on the phone. I don't want to know what they look like. Anyway, would recommend if you, I mean, would I though? Maybe meet somebody in person. I don't know. I have to experience, try that out too. Although when I was younger, I went to a therapist. And when I was like really young, like 10, because my parents like forced me to, because they're like, ooh, yeah, she needs it. And I didn't think I did. But anyway, I hated it. And it was so funny because my parents were like, you need to go. Like you are, well, it was mostly my mom, but she was like, you need to go. And I was like, okay, I didn't want to go. But number one, I got to leave school early every day to go, or not every day, but like once a week to go. So that was like fun. And then number two, I would sit in this therapist's office. I'm like 11, maybe like 8. I don't know. And I would just, she had like magic sand in there. So I would just play with the magic sand and she would like try to like talk to me and I would not respond to her. And so anyway, apparently eventually like my parents were like, okay, this isn't working because like she's not opening up to the therapist. She's just playing with the magic sand. And I actually think it really helped. I just would play with this magic sand and like I got to leave school early. But like, that was not good. like that was not me like you to like, but I mean, it was fun for me. Like I was like, oh my God, I don't have magic sand at home. Like this is so clutch. Like new toys, like at the therapist's office, whatever. Anyway, enough about my childhood. What else is going on? Oh, I know. I know something interesting. A little bit less deep, although I don't think that that's deep. And maybe, but not really. I was in SoulCycle today. Sorry. I know. Shut up, Emma. Like, everybody hates me at this point because all I talk about is like SoulCycle, but it's really my only hobby, and I'm working on that. I'll get more hobbies. When I get more hobbies, I'll have more to talk about. I'll be more interesting. But for now, it's SoulCycle. So just bear with me here. Their merch game is so fucking annoyingly good. Okay, it's so good. Let me tell you about like their marketing strategy, because I've analyzed it and I've become a slave to it. I mean, I'm in there all the time, right? And like, you know, number one, their merch is set up. I mean, okay, honestly, like, they better love me after this, because I'm about to like kiss their ass. But it's not my, okay, I respect what they're doing here. You walk in and like by the front desk where you have to check in and stand in line, there's merch on both sides of you. So you have to look at it, and you're probably bored because you're in a line. So then you start, you know, fumbling through it, and then, you know, and then you're basically shopping, and then you're not even thinking about the fact that you're checking in. You're just shopping now. Now you're not even in line anymore, actually. You're just shopping, and now you're not even going to check in. You, like, already are, and now you're sidetracked. This happens to me every day. I walk in, even if there's the same stuff as yesterday, I still look at it. Why? I don't know. But they put it in the perfect spot in the lobby. Then they, like, the way that they, like, display it, like the way that they hang it up, it makes it look so appealing. Like it almost like looks like it's so appealing you want to touch it, because the way that they like set it up, it's like very aesthetically well done. Everything's looks soft or like comfortable, and you just want to touch it. So then you're like, it looks like ice cream. Like, you know when you're looking through the glass at like all the ice cream and it looks so good, but you're not, you know, it's like not, it's not yours yet, but you're like looking at it. That's how I feel with all the SoulCycle merch, okay? And then, you know, I like don't buy anything. I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna do it, because like, Emma, like, stop being so stupid. Like, you're just stop. Like, get over it, you know, whatever. I talk myself out of it. And then, but here's the thing, at the end of class, when I come out, I see it again. And then I have to validate my parking. And then I'm looking at it again. And then I like, and then I'll leave with something. And why does that happen to me like once every 2 weeks? I mean, that's not that much, but like, and if you think about it, that's way too often. Like, it's like they have it down to a science. Not to mention they're changing everything out all the time. So it's like, I never get to rest. Like, I always, it's like, and it's heartbreak, because it's like, I get upset when they have a new like thing that I like. Cause I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go down this hole. But then I like fall in love. And then if I leave without it, I'm heartbroken. And then the next time I come in, and if it's still there, I feel like the universe like brought us together. Like we're like soulmates, you know? And then I buy it, and then I regret it, but then I don't, because then I wear it. Like, look at me right now. If you could see me right now, I'm literally, it's disgusting. I'm wearing it right now. I just bought this stupid fucking fleece the other day. It is 95 degrees every day, and I bought a fleece because their merch game is a disease, and I do not have the vaccination for it. I am so, it is so bad. So anyway, that's what I'm trying to like bring that energy into my own life. Like, how can I, like, their merch game is so strong. Like, it makes me want to be a savage, because it's so inspiring. Because they even have me, like, just, like, they have me, like, weak over their merch. That's stupid. I'm mad. Anyway, but I also am, like, addicted to shopping in, like, an unhealthy way. And I have been for a long time. Even since I was younger, like before I even had any like sense of style at all, like I would go into Justice. If you know what that store is, I hope you don't. I'd go into Justice and I would literally have so much fun. Like, I would be like, Injustice is so overpriced. My mom would be like, honey, you can't, like, this is like, you know, like, this is too much. Like, what? And I'm like, sequins. Like, I love this. And then the funny part too, when I was younger, was like, I would buy shit. Like, I'd go shopping with my mom. It was our favorite activity to do. So we'd go shopping together. And I'd get home and I would have bought a bunch of stuff. And then I would not even wear most of it. Like, I would end up just, like, never wearing it because it was, like, too out of my comfort zone or something. And I would get too nervous to wear it to school because I was like, oh, my God. Like, what if people think that this is, like, weird because it's, like, such, like, a, you know, like, this is kind of, like, a unique outfit for me. Like, I don't want to, whatever. And then I wouldn't wear it. And then it was just a waste of money. And I would do that all the time as a child. And I feel bad because that was kind of wasteful of me, but whatever. At least now when I go shopping, I wear everything. Like, I've worn every single SoulCycle piece that I've bought, like, at least 7 times. And that's, like, really great. That's, like, a great turnaround time. That's, like, a great, like they're not even turnaround time. That's a great success rate. That is, like, a great, yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, I mean, at least I'm getting use out of it. If I wasn't, then we'd be having a problem. Yeah, that's all I have to say. I ran out. Okay, well, now that I word vomited, time to now kick you out. I'm leaving. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you find it interesting. I actually really did. So fun. Yeah, that's it. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out @RambleOfficial on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes video and content for Stupid Genius. I also have Stupid Genius merch. It might be sold out, which if it is, I'm an asshole for bringing it up. But if it isn't, then shop EmmaChamberlain.com. Check it out. It's a fun hoodie, even though it's summer and what's the point? Whatever. Okay, bye.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.